and for thanking you for responding to a lot of our questions raised by our country rapporteur. Of course, the first thing that struck me about the presentation and the question was, why did it take 27 years for the state party to present its first report after ratifying this covenant? And I know that you have, in fact, ratified several other international human rights-related covenants. So my first question was, did it take just as long for you to submit similar reports on the other conventions? If not, why was our covenant the most difficult for you to have submitted the report to? So that was my first question. The second question was relating to the fact that you mentioned in your response that, you know, most of the covenant provisions, I mean, it's not automatic, and you have to go through a parliamentary process of legislation, but that most of the covenant provisions have been domesticated. So I wanted to ask you that what were the challenges that you faced in the process of, let's call it, domestication of the covenant provisions, I mean, particularly with regard to your economic policies, your social and cultural practices, for it to harmonize with what is required from our covenant, for you to be compliant with the covenant provisions. So that is my second question. Excellency, you did give a detailed information on climate financing related assistance that you have received. I wanted to know from you, have you had undertaken an impact assessment to see the efficacy of these this assistance, the technical and financial that you've received? Have you done some kind of an impact assessment or a performance audit of this assistance that you've received? And finally, as you're well aware, and you did mention that you do seek international assistance and cooperation. It's very much provided in Article 2, Paragraph 1 of our covenant as well. So my question was that in seeking such assistance for economic, social, cultural rights of the state parties, what are the challenges that you faced? For example, there was a reference to unsustainable debt burdens. Are there any conditionalities that are unsustainable or undue conditionalities? I mean, the kind of cooperation that you receive from your development partners. Have you faced problems where it is not a need-based, you know, primarily any assistance should be need-based and demand-driven? And so could you just share more details about the kind of overseas assistant development partnerships that you've had with other development partners and the challenges that you faced in the process? Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Saran. I have Ms. Lee, please.
Thank you, Chair. First, I would also like to extend a warm welcome to the distinguished